Hello.
Hello, this is Mayra with Family First. Am I speaking with Priscilla?
Yes.
Hi, Priscilla. This is Mayra. I'm the coordinator for Lillian and Anna Ortiz.
Okay.
Hi, I received the news regarding your mom, Annalise. Just wanted to say that I'm really sorry to know about that. I know that Annalise was a great worker.
Thank you. Is this from her job? Are you from her job, may I
Yeah,
ask?
this is from
Okay.
Family First.
Okay. Yeah, I was speaking to another woman today. I forgot her
Arlita.
name. Okay. She's a I don't mean to say she sounds like she's kind of country. She's really sweet. She sounds like a white woman. I don't know. I don't know her name, but I think I spoke to her today. She called me as well. So, we were talking about what we were able to do or what we could try to do to make things kind of easier.
Yeah, she did let me know that she sent you some forms and
Yeah.
that you would like to do some hours.
Yes,
But
ma'am.
since both patients, well, they have over 100 hours in total, I don't know if you would like us to try and look for a caregiver here on the agency that could
Yeah.
do the rest of the hours for the patients.
Yeah, well, like I told her, I can do morning time. I'm good from 9 when I drop my children off from school. And I'm good till like 7, but my even till 8. But my just biggest fear was nighttime, because just in case if she got up, she ended up wetting her bed, and I can't, be here at night. And my mom's husband is still here, but he's not, my grandmother's not gonna let him change her, and he's not gonna want to do that either, So I mean, he's still here, so I can go home and he stays with her, and then he'll call me, God forbid, if anything happens. But I would, maybe a nurse. Maybe could stay a couple hours until the morning time. Like I would say, like maybe 11, since her husband is here. I would think like maybe a good 11 or 12 to 9, like midnight to like 9 in the morning until I get
Okay,
there.
11 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Yeah, until I get there, or even and then as soon as she leaves. Since my mother's husband's here, it's fine. She can go, and then once I drop my kids off, I can come here and then I give them everything they need. Like I'm here now, I've been here.
Well, I will
Oh.
see if we can find caregivers for that schedule. It's just that since there's two patients, we need two caregivers working because Annalise, well, I know that she took care of both of them at once
Right.
because they're family, but usually it's one caregiver for each patient so
Yeah.
that they don't overlap between them. In total for a week, how many hours would you be available to work?
I could do the whole 7 days. I'm literally right down the street. Like they live on Fifth Street, I live on Sixth Street. So I'm here and I'm okay because I just they need me, they take care of me, and then I whatever they need. I was here with my mother anyway, but I really don't need two. That's because my Aunt Lily, she's good at night. It was more my grandma. Like that's who I've been like having a little bit of the issues with, a couple of these days. She's been wetting herself a little bit more and stuff. And I was just thinking maybe because of all the commotion, so many family members been here. But now she's back to normal. She's down here. She's been good today. So she's actually been giving me such a, she's been giving me a break, today. She's good. But I really just need the one just for her, just because when my aunt goes to sleep, she's good for the night.
Hold on,
Mainly,
baby.
baby.
you will be taking care of Anna or
No, I'm saying
Lillian?
I'll take care of both of them. But I'm saying for the nighttime, my worry is for my grandmother, the older one.
And that will be
And that's Delia, Anna Ortiz.
Lillian. So it will be Anna, the one that we need the nighttime caregiver.
Yes, because my aunt, she sleeps through the night. As long as she has her medicine, which I got her seizure medicine and stuff. She's been good. It's just my grandma, just in case she wants to get up or she wets herself or, she might need to change and I'm not there in the meantime to change her, whatever I can have, the nurse just change her.
Well, let me see what we can work with the schedule that you will
Okay.
be needing because in theory, well, I know that you will be working for both of them at once, but when we assign a caregiver, it has to be for one patient at the time. So
yep.
I would say that we can look for an aide from 11 p.m. to 9 a.m. for Anna Ortiz.
Yeah.
And then
mm-hmm.
I could assign you to Lillian during the during
yeah.
the morning. That way, both of them will have hours on the week.
Okay. Yeah, because I could take care of both of them throughout the whole week during the day. It's just the nighttime is my only problem. So
okay.
they're both taken care of by me throughout the day. I'm fine. You know, it's just, like I said, my own time is the nighttime, and it's just with one person. It's my grandma.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me know. Please save my number in case I need to reach out to you or you need
yes.
to reach out to me.
Okay. Do I still fill out the paperwork? Should I still fill out the paperwork?
Yeah, of course. And send it back to Arlita. She's the one that's handling your case at this time.
Is that the one I spoke to this morning? Is that
yeah.
her name? Okay.
Yeah, her name is Arlita Moody.
Okay, yeah, well.
And, yeah, save my number.
Okay.
I'm the coordinator for both patients. So if
okay.
there's any
and
updates or anything like that, I will keep you posted.
And what's your name?
My name is Myra.
Okay, Myra. Oh, okay, yeah, that's
my
sister's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's easy. So yours is Myra, and the girl and the lady that I spoke to name is Alita?
Yeah, she works in human resources.
Okay, yeah, because she says to call her if I need her to help out with anything. Okay, so yeah, so just remember, I'm good for 7 days for her, for both of them during the day. It's just my grandma one time at night, and it could be late, because I leave late anyway, and her husband, like I said, my mom's husband's here. I just, probably 11 to 9 is good, like I said, just so she can, you know, she sleeps through the night mostly, I just want to have it just in case, if that sounds, you know?
Okay.
I'd rather be safe than sorry. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I can work on the schedule. Of course, that I will keep you posted, but I'm going to try
okay.
to make it so that both of them receive all of their hours
yeah.
during the week.
Okay.
And
yeah, because I could still be able to take care of them during the week, right? Like, I still get, like, if
yeah.
you will put me... For my mom, like, I'll just take care of them during the week for my mom.
Yeah, I could assign you because you told me that you were available to work during
yeah.
the day from 9 a.m.
Yep.
to 7 p.m. I could assign you for Lillian, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, they live on the same house, so
okay.
you will be taking
care
of them.
But I can't work
them.
For grandma either? Like, will
yeah.
I be able to work for grandma during the morning time as well or no? Since my
yeah,
mom did the same thing or no?
Yeah, it's just that we have to assign the caregivers for one patient in particular. So I will be assigning you to Lillian, and
okay.
the nighttime caregiver will be for Anna. That way.
Okay. Is that why my mom had to assign in two different times? Is that why she had to do it like that as well?
Yeah, she.
My mom had to clock in like two different times
because
I remember her phone. Okay,
I understand.
For
Anna, and she did another shift for
Lillian. My grandma.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it now. Okay. All right. I understand now. Okay. Sorry, I'm like everywhere today.
No, it's okay. So, I will keep you posted.
I got recycled. You're gonna break the bag. No. Yeah, the bag is in the trash. I'm sorry.
No, you're gonna. I'm not
sure. Yeah. But if, I'm sorry, if anything, yeah, I'll give you a call. I'm still trying to go through my mom's things as of right now, so my head is everywhere.
Okay, so, well, thank you so much, and
thank you.
Keep me posted. On
okay,
Instagram.
I definitely will. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Hope you have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What are you looking